morning. Once again, we have another installment of Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Flachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling, and Dr. Beth speaks. And Dr. Beth is with us on the phone lines this morning. Dr. Beth, hello.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing on this Thanksgiving week?
Yeah, we're doing well. How about you? It's an exciting week.
It is, and you know, time just flies when it's here already, you know?
Yeah, and we've been focusing on Thanksgiving in a way. Gratitude has kind of been the month-long topic, and as we approach Thanksgiving Day later this week, we've got another segment that is kind of centered around gratitude.
Right, right. And you know, we've talked about, in the beginning, the mental health characteristics and how gratitude can help us build those and build relationships and, you know, having gratitude for the random thing that comes across our path, and also for, and gratitude toward ourselves. And I purposely saved what I think is the most ignored and probably the most vital act of gratitude for the last. And that is, you know, we have to remember that there is a higher power. Usually we call that God, but people have all different ideas and understandings of the higher power that provides life, provides the planet, you know, the seasons, everything that we think that we control. We need to be grateful that those systems exist and that we can notice them and apply them and figure them out. And in this national holiday, that's what the first settlers were doing. They were thinking, oh my goodness, and thank you, God. We could have been lost at sea, and the ones who survived definitely were not. So, you know, it's important that we think about the fact that that things arrive in a timely manner without us noticing. I'll give an example. You know, often, at various times of year, and certainly in the circumstances that we're in now, you know, we run a little short of money at the end of the month or right before payday. And, you know, let's picture that family's thinking, oh, gosh, I really got to pick up just a couple of groceries and paydays in a couple of days. Don't want to put anything more on the credit card. And suddenly in the mail comes that rebate check for something that they overpaid 6 months ago, and it's $25, get some gallon of milk, some bread, and a few other little things that they need, and they can make it. Now, they didn't plan it. The person who did the rebate didn't plan it. By a set of circumstances, it was timely. If it had come the following week, they'd already been paid. If it had come 3 weeks earlier, it would have already been spent.
Right.
Things happen for a reason. We don't always control them. So when we think about God and that there's some benevolent power that supports us, we have to trust that the information will appear when we need it and that we did not engineer it. And thankfully, that's not our responsibility because we couldn't do it. In the meantime, we live the best we can. We make decisions that are good for us, no matter what's going on in the world, no matter what other people are saying or doing. We have to align ourselves and make sure that we are paying attention to that. When we look back, you know, we find a kind word from a stranger changed our day, and that changed something else, which changed, got us to where we are now. That gratitude tells us there really is good in the world, and that it is outside of us, and we can spread it along. So when we think about gratitude in summary of this whole month, the world is good. There is much good. There's many things we need to improve, but it's good. And the source is outside of us, and we see it in God. We see it in people. We can find it in ourselves when we look, and we need to be grateful. We need to say, I see that. I'm glad that happened. Thank you. We need to remember that it builds our relationships. We can always offer to help somebody else and say thank you, accepting their gifts. As a reminder to our listeners, when we are saying thank you, we want to keep it simple. Don't hide it in words. We want people to know that we actually are grateful. We want to be sincere in tone of voice and attitude. We want to be specific. And we want to do it with a smile, that it's freely given and it reinforces in ourselves as well. Because gratitude is a simple step to making everyone's life matter.
Well, it's been a great month of information to just remind folks about gratitude and giving thanks. And we might take an extra moment on Thursday on Thanksgiving or whenever you're with family or friends or what have you to do that. But keep in mind to try to keep that up all year long, not just this week. And it's been some good information during these last few weeks.
And, Mike, you know, I want to make sure that I thank you for being so easy to work with. I just love the way we can, the way you help me on the radio. It's so wonderful, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much for putting together these shows the way you do. They're all laid out nice, and you put a lot of research and thought into it, and I just kind of sit back here and spin the dials and run the controls. It's largely 99%, I'd say. This segment is all you, Dr. Beth, so thank you for making it easy for me.
For a great partnership, and thank you.
Yes, boy, we are just overflowing with thanks and gratitude, and rightly so, because that's been a fun run on this show. We'll continue it next week, of course, with a new topic, I would imagine. If you want to hear more about gratitude and hear this show, check out resources on this topic or anything we've discussed before, go to the website safeharboril.com. Safe Harbor and Dr. Beth also have Facebook pages. And you can call 630-466-8657 to speak with the folks at Safe Harbor Counseling. We'll talk to you again next week.